Mackenzie, Robert Kahindi Katana.
The mood is somber in court, but not for everyone, even a man accused of mass murder. Paul Ntenge Mackenzie, the self-proclaimed pastor and his co-accused, face several charges including terrorism-related offences.
The investigations do not just centre on the murder charges and on the mass manslaughter charges that we pointed out to this court earlier on. My lady, we are looking at charges under FOTA, we are looking at charges under the Proceeds of Crime and Money Laundering Act. We are looking at very complex investigations, my lady.
The case has been transferred to the High Court in Mombasa, where terrorism-related cases can be tried. Mackenzie is accused of urging his followers to starve themselves to death so that they can go to heaven. Police have found the remains of more than 100 people, including children, on his land.
It seems like following Jesus Christ is the biggest crime in the world.
Away from the bustle of the courtroom, a mother clings to hope her daughter, husband and three children may still be alive.
I know the survivors because I was part of the congregation. I have asked if they have seen my family, but they are not talking.
Pathologists are carrying out autopsies to determine the cause of death as the search for more bodies continues. Many Kenyans are still in shock. They're asking how something like this could have gone on for so long undetected. Mackenzie is well known by police and has been arrested several times before, but each time he was released because of a lack of evidence. Some rights groups say they had received reports of extreme fasting in southeastern Shakahola region as early as February. They accused the police of not responding fast enough.
We thought it was the place where these congregants are, with the fact that we were told that they were starving or they were fasting, then it wasn't a harmful place.
The number of people being rescued is dwindling, while the bodies keep piling up. Michael Apple, Al Jazeera.